I told you that there was a film in which Gary Oldman played a character with dwarfism, you'd probably laugh in disbelief. Surely such a thing would never be allowed, and such a great actor would never stoop so low. Literally. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Tiptoes.
Oh my God. And the name is Tiptoes.
Yes, ma'am.
Because that's what he has to stand on.
I don't know what's better. Honestly, we could do the whole show on Tiptoes, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what's better, the fact that it exists, or when I came in this morning, face ashen, trying to explain what I'd seen last night. Matthew McConaughey also stars in the movie. He's the normie in a family full of dwarves, Gary Oldman being one of them. Garrett had seen the movie. I never heard of it, but of course, Garrett.
I just heard of it. I've never seen it.
Who directed it? Like, was it some incredible director, and that's why they signed on? Was it early in their career? It must have been early in their careers, right?
She's on her way. Lawrence Vaughn, actually, because she's the reporter in her. She's done a deep dive into this, so she'll have some more information. But Matthew McConaughey, and I believe they use the word, is the normie in the movie, full of dwarves. And yes, they didn't catch Peter Dinklage is in it because of course he is, but he's not the main guy. Gary
wow.
Oldman is.
And wow.
Also, you know, I wanted to shout from the rooftops after I saw this.
You know what? There isn't
it's a drama.
There isn't enough outrage on Twitter.
I know.
So I feel like you should just dig this guy up and share it with the world and share your outrage.
It is. Outrage does not even begin to explain what I'm feeling now. Lots of emotions. I don't know where to start. But watching you watch that was like, mwah.
Well, but okay. So as an actor, my only concern is how was his acting?
Well, okay. He made a lot of interesting choices.
Was it believable?
First of all, he's got normal dimensions, correct? And
yeah.
I guess. And
is he on his knees?
He is on his knees.
Oh, no.
And when you watch him walk, I mean, they've done a bit of CGI. Yeah, let's take a look at some scenes here. There we go. That's Kate Beckinsale. There he is. And to kind of establish the fact that his arms are normal size, they give him a cane to sort of off-put that. There's a sex scene.
And he has, like, the broadest shoulders. This
yes.
Is,
he was on his knees, Beckinsale said. He was basically on the knees with a prosthetic part of his head. Look at that. It was amazing what they did with him. Well, I needless to say, look at them. He plays Matthew McConaughey's twin brother. I'm not kidding. All this is real. That's a deleted scene. Body double. There we go. Oh my God.
Also, Kate Beckinsale looks 8 feet tall in that shot.
There's some Mickey in blackface. Boy, I don't know about that. There he is dancing.
This, wow. Wow. What year was this? 92? I'm trying to tell by the graininess of the footage.
2003.
What? No.
2003.
No. Oh.
Yes, ma'am. And so he's got the Matthew McConaughey hair because, again, they're twin brothers. Now, having said that, you can tell he sort of realized, oh, fuck, what have I done halfway through this? Because after a while, he doesn't even try to do a Southern accent anymore. Like, you can hear the British coming through. Well, there's Peter Dinklage playing a French dwarf. He didn't have to be French. They just wanted to give Dinklage an accent.
Oh, my God.
And his accent's really bad. It's a lot of, he sounds like Pepe Le Pew, but with a, but developmentally disabled. And a little less Me Too-y. Actually, no, he's about exactly the same Me Too-y as, Patricia Arquette plays a, dwarf.
She was okay with this?
And they were all okay with this.
Wait, there's so Peter she's also a dwarf in this?
No,
or a little
she
person?
Is a dwarf, what do they call them? When they like comedians, they're chuckle fuckers. She was a dwarfling, a dwarf dumpling. There's got to be something better. A dwarf wolf, a dwarf. I'll come up with something, but that's what she is. She's really into dwarves.
I wonder if any interviews, recent interviews, you know, oftentimes stars will talk about roles they've done in the past or things they regret. Or least favorite experience it. This has to be.
Here in, you know,
top of the list.
Through me, be very disappointed to me as your co-host because I did not do enough research right before the show. I was still so in.
She's wearing full braids, like appropriation.
Oh, yeah.
Like insane.
There's a lot going on here. And yeah, Matthew McConaughey, everyone else in his family are dwarves. He's Jewish, by the way, as well.
That's the most unbelievable part.
And again,
and he plays a Jew.
This bears repeating. This was a drama. I repeat, this was a drama. Now, when we bring our guests in, I will play the trailer. The trailer reads like maybe it's a comedy because they didn't know what the fuck to do with it. Yes, all those people were in it. That is three Oscar winners, ladies and gentlemen. Four. Did Dinklage win one? I don't know.
Well, I feel
are they allowed to win them, little people?
I feel like Matthew McConaughey, just knowing his personality, I feel like he probably really wanted to be the short twin.
Oh, without a doubt.
Do you know, like, he auditioned for it. He went a little method, walking on his knees for months. And then they're like, you're going to be the able-bodied, taller twin. And he's like, all right, I guess I'll do it.
That's not bad, actually. Well, and also, like, he was right in the middle of his big rom-com chapter in his career.
Yeah.
And he for a while was really trying to break out of it, but they would pull him back in, not to sound like Pacino. And that was one of his attempts to get out of it, to play this really complicated role that had never really been tackled in cinema before because it's wildly inappropriate, where he plays a self-hating normie to a dwarf twin brother that's not a dwarf. Now, last I checked, unless they're remaking Wizard of Oz, not a lot of roles out there for little people. They really like what they can get. And Gary Oldman just swung his big Gary Oldman dick, said no to Peter Dinklage. You will have the second role as the French dwarf, and I will take the lead.
The fact that they actually did have little people in the film, and then one wasn't cast, because it's already, there are other stars in it already. Do you know what? Like, in certain situations, like that Scarlett Johansson movie where she was playing a trans person and people were so upset.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, they weren't giving an actual trans person the role. A lot of us are saying, well, it's the star name. Like, there aren't really that many trans actors that have that star power. But, like, in this film, you already have all of these other incredible actors. You could have found someone who maybe didn't have as much billing. I feel like Peter Dinklage at that point.
No, he was not a
wildly known
person, yeah.
But at some point, someone needs their first role. And if the supporting cast can, like, you know, support you, lift you on your tiptoes, then maybe it's worth it.
I'm going to do some more research on this. I'm going to have a lot. See, the thing of it is it went.
Are you going to do a deep dive?
I'm going to do a deep dive. Nice. Thank you. Yes. But this went shockingly straight to video/DVD. Okay. And I believe that the studio was just like, oh, fuck, what have we done? And as a result, I mean, good on Gary for finding that one thing with Beckinsale. But I've never seen McConaughey talk about this. I've never seen Gary Oldman talk about this. I'm sure they all probably try to pretend that it never happened. But there has to be something. Some brave interviewer that was not sequestered by a publicist beforehand has asked them questions about Tippy Toes.
Yeah.
They had to have. I have to see what this feels like. I'm not a method actor, but I want to see. They gave Gary Oldman a cane, but you know he had knee injuries by the end of this.
Well, he had to have been wearing knee pads. Because that's just a lot of wear and tear. Oh, God. You look massive.
I can see why they gave him a cane. That hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And by the way, another choice that really wasn't needed. He has a hump. Didn't need a hump, but he's got a hump. Like, he's like a pseudo Quasimodo dwarf British guy.
Hey, Garrett, I'm curious, what years did, like, I Am Sam come out? And what year?
Oh, good question.
And what year did My Left Foot come out? Just because I feel like that was a trend for a little bit amongst actors.
Oh, without a doubt. That's half the plot line of Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
I Am Sam is 2001.
Okay.
And then My Left Foot is 1989.
Oh, wow.
That's a bit of a leap. Yeah.
Daniel Day-Lewis is just a trailblazer.
Now, I wonder if Daniel Day-Lewis could get away with playing a dwarf. I almost think he might have been able to do it. But you know what?
I don't know.
To a much lesser extent, because it's a fairy tale, and I don't recall them getting a lot of guff for it. But if you remember, and this wasn't that long ago, I believe Liam Hemsworth was in it, but they did that live-action Snow White.
Yeah.
And
Bob
Hoskins, I know, was one of the dwarves, and they basically just CGI'd on some poor dwarf bastard's face. This poor guy, his first big role, and they CGI Bob Hoskins, a normal size actor's head, on the dwarf in Snow White. Yeah, and that was like not even 10 years ago. And I don't recall them getting a lot of shit for that. Can you imagine doing that now? I mean, you couldn't even make Tropic Thunder, even though it was a joke.
You know what film did it really well was Elf. So all of the elves in Santa's Workshop, they were I don't want to say, I guess average, is that okay to say? Normal is not okay to say.
They had
average
normal
size,
dimensions.
Yeah.
We're on tricky waters here. Do we have any midget-related advertisements today? Because we're fucked if we do.
No ads? Great. But
we're going to have Bet Little Eye. That's tomorrow. Okay, good.
It was
betting site for dwarves.
You know, they had Will Ferrell, who's already super tall, and then they just did, force perception and like the scale of the sets and stuff.
Bob
they made
Newhart
it.
Was one yeah. of them. Yes, it was very good.
So I thought that they did it well, because otherwise it's just awkward.
Here, and also you can get away with that because elves, and I hope you're sitting for this, Brainbuster, are mythical creatures. It's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
But this is Elf, and for all you kids out there watching, what the fuck is wrong with your parents? But I hate earmuffs, but elves are not real. So you can take a normal-sized person, CGI the fuck out of them, not a problem. But if you have dwarves in the title, and you just put a fucking person's face on a dwarf because Dinklage wasn't available, so fuck it.
He was in Elf. There was one little person in Elf,
yes,
and it was
right.
Peter Dinklage,
yes.
And he played this big, like, powerhouse editor or writer. Yeah, he was the one, and then Will Ferrell calls him an elf, and he gets really pissed.
Yeah, look at you! Oh, you're an angry elf! And then runs on the
Somebody's
table.
Seen that movie more than once.
Yes, I have. Lots of time on my hands.
Well, speaking of entertainment...
Your segues have been so on point this
thank
week.
You so much. I started watching last night a really good show on Netflix, Ricky Gervais's Afterlife.
I wanted to see this.
So I saw a lot of, I guess, his friends mostly on Twitter, like, commenting and congratulating him. It's a really good show. So I decided to watch. There's only 6 episodes, and they're all, like a half hour apiece, so I'm, like, low commitment. I'm into it. It's funny. I love The Office.
Oh, wait, you like The Office?
I know. It's shocker.
Every fucking show she references.
However, I've always been told the British Office is so much better. Try to watch it. And Ricky Gervais plays, the boss in that one. I tried. I couldn't understand what they were saying. With their accents and the way they talk, I could not understand it. Also, the humor was... Everyone tells me it's dark. I just thought it was mean. Like, it didn't seem like there was any finesse to it. I didn't find it very funny, so I stopped. So that's why I was at first a little hesitant to watch this, but it is very funny. This one is actually very dark. Ricky Gervais wrote it, and he stars in it. And his wife dies from cancer, and it's sort of like... No, we only do that for Gino. It's him dealing with it months after, and he is so depressed and mean, and everyone, the way he interacts with everyone
He's
around him
that.
Is very funny.
Wheelhouse.
But what was not good was me watching this right before I went to an acting class last night, because I wanted to murder every single person in that class. I was in that mind place of, fuck it, what does this matter? I hate everyone. You all suck. I didn't say that to their faces, but my face said a lot.
I was going to say that there are various levels of this that I see every day, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of you last night while I was watching Gary Oldman.
That's so sweet. That's the sweetest thing
you
said.
I was telling you, I watched it with Lauren because we're living our best lives, and I was just like, you know, Joanne is in acting class right now, and this guy just took a hard-working dwarf's job and ran with it. Although, again, you know, you have the reverse of that issue where no longer, despite your vaguely ethnic looks, are you able to get that ethnic role.
Well, get this. So we're assigned scenes for class based on our headshots and resumes on this website. And I was given a scene from, what is the show, Superstore?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's the one with...
it's a comedy. Yeah. Guess who?
God, I hate that I know
guess
that.
Who apparently looks like America Ferrera?
All right, wait a second. We're going to have to do a compare and contrast.
I was given the scene where I play this, like, manager at this superstore. I mean, a little bit.
I mean, she looks like she, even in that photo where she's heavily Photoshopped, she still looks like, it looks like Joe if Joe ate Joe, is the best way to put it a little
Thank
bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But yeah, it was funny. And, you know, I got some direction. I was doing like a super deadpan approach because every other girl that had a comedic scene before me, you could tell that she was a musical theater actor.
Oh, yeah.
And is like, mwah, 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 mwah. And while there's sometimes a time and place for that, you, for most television auditions, subtlety is often more appreciated. So I was so mad. Again, I was so mad at everyone in this class that I'm just like, I'm doing super deadpan the whole time. Sort of like Aubrey Plaza.
Yes. Kind of. You both have
And then,
sinister eyes.
So I got the note of like, hey, so like the realism is great, but you're coming off a little mean. I'm telling, like, it was just, Afterlife was just translating. And she's like, find moments to like joke a little bit or have a little more fun and smile. And I was like, all right, fine.
Did you put that on your Facebook?
What?
Oh, no, you can't use any of those, can you?
Yeah, I can't use those. I can't post those videos and I haven't received
You need content, any. Woman.
But it was a good time because afterwards I had tequila.
You had to what?
I had tequila.
Oh, well that's, yeah, of course. That's it's how you, that's like, how mama rewards herself.
I was just like, I need a drink.
You do what Gino does at 9 a.m. and you just do it at a proper time.
Because I believe,
Were you by yourself? Were you just at a bar?
No, I went to my boyfriend's. I was like, get a drink ready for me. No, I believe a drink should be earned.
Yeah.
I feel like, I'm sorry, I feel like at 9 a.m. I haven't done enough in my day.
Well, see,
Gino's very happy he's awake and alive, so
right,
I guess that's
my day
for
is
him.
Just ending at 9, so that's why Daddy, oh God, now I'm fucking adopting Ginoisms. Gotta stop. I thought we were going to do an update on Scary Spice, but I don't think I ended up getting any. Have you heard anything? Because I wanted to Google real quick. Garrett, if there's anything available, perhaps there isn't. We can do the update when the guests are in. I wanted to know if Ginger Spice has responded to the Spice on Spice lovemaking that was alleged by Scary Spice.
Since that,
yesterday.
Outlets have been sharing an interview of hers, but from years ago, where she says how much she loves Mel B. So I think that at one point I was like, oh, she responded? Oh, no, this was like an old interview that's now resurfaced. So I don't know if she actually has yet responded to this most recent revelation.
Well, if there are any updates, let us know. We can take a look while we're bringing in our. Well, is there anything you want to get to before we bring in our delightful guests?
Our guests are so delightful. Let's
well, and also Gino's going to be on too.
It's pretty much they quote her from a Howard Stern interview in 2003.
So the Ginger Spice camp has yet to.
Correct.
Okay. I think silence speaks volumes when it comes to.
Oh man, I wish I got to go to that camp. I just went to band camp,
oh,
Gino.
You would have been. I just see you in little platform shoes trying to walk. Tell me why, but like in a really bad Jersey accent.
I'm like, why do I have to dye my hair?
That is a camp that would be problematic.
I brought ginger snaps. Did I get it wrong?
Kumia is the counselor. All right, let's bring everyone. Let's go to our amazing graphics. Speaking of musical theater, look at that. I really am a beautiful beauty. You guys, returning champion, Dustin Hepstead, excuse me, great comedian. He was recommended by Gino, and yet we like him anyway. You know him, you tolerate him. Gino Bisconti, he is the lesser half of a little show called In Hot Water. Also, I have a clip of Days in Hot Water that I'd like to show Joe. But before I do, I want to get her reaction. You guys, amazing reporter, unfortunate friend, and really the worst thing that ever happened to me, aside
I thought that was me.
Rhymes with Shmino Shmisconti. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Page Savon.
Yes, she's here. She's a star. Yes.
I don't even recognize you, you platinum blonde, you.
Dammy, damn.
Hello. Yes. You guys, thank you all so much for coming. A little bit of housework? Upkeep? I don't know.
Housekeeping.
Housekeeping, thank you.
Housekeeping?
You're the one that's supposed to correct my grammar.
I'm drunk.
Gino doesn't know what housekeeping is.
Lauren, I'm not sure.
Our maintenance, sure.
I'm not sure you're aware of this, but Gino actually does have a show on before we.
Oh, big.
Is that why he's drunk already?
Yes. No, thank you. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah. This was a very special show today. I guess it was because there was no advertising, and I guess it was because it wasn't a free Monday. But Figs was on, and he wasn't wearing a whole lot. I don't know if we have a clip.
He was naked.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, what seat is that?
That is the question, guys.
Oh, am I sitting in it?
We are about to play a little game I like to call, which seat did Figs sit on?
This one.
Gino, do you feel like it might be your seat?
I'm trying to think who would even suggest we replace that seat with where Joanne sits after.
Notice how I'm protecting my vital organs. That's where my fear goes to.
Spoiled the ending. Joe, your bottom is the lucky bottom that is now basically hooked up with Figs.
Joanne, aren't you glad you wore pants today?
Yes.
It is Pants Tuesday.
Can I get some hand sanitizer?
It's time for everything. They did disinfect it afterwards, but it is in fact that chair.
Wow.
Just breathe it all in. Look at that.
I'm trying to think of what host said we should give that chair to Joanne for the show.
What was he discussing?
There was a guy that got caught at an air. You know, people send the stories, and some guy at an airport in Moscow or Crimea just walked aboard. He stripped naked and stood in line. And that was him. He looked suspiciously like Figs.
Lauren, I love the fact that you think that a story was required for this.
Yeah.
I actually needed.
I don't know what jump started the.
He has gotten a personal trainer.
How much time?
Figs has lost some weight.
How much time does Hempstead spend styling his hair before the show?
It looks good.
It was like 3 minutes.
Liar.
You have gotten a haircut since last time I saw you.
Trimming of the. It's very. What's the word?
Nice.
Yay.
Non-Gino-like. Neat. It's neat. It's tidy. There's good construction.
Then it's not non-Gino if it's gay. It's very.
You look good.
Thanks, Paul.
Your hair was longer before, but I like it short. Yes,
it was very streamlined. I got very upset and went to the barber and just said, fucking shave it.
My hair was looking like Darth Vader's helmet, and it doesn't look good now. I gotta tell you, that's one more.
Something interesting, though, about people giving compliments. Have you heard this? That the first thing someone compliments you on is the thing they're most insecure about themselves. You know, Bill just let us know that by then talking about his own hair, but that is the thing you notice first.
Well, that could be good.
No, this is it. It looks like I am a terrier.
It's so much better.
It does.
I like it so much better.
It looks exactly like my terrier, actually.
Yeah.
I miss my terrier.
R.I.P.
No, he's alive. I just...
Why don't you get him? You have your own place now.
You know, it's funny. I think about the fact that your terrier is alive, and I reflect on the fact that both Gino's mom and dad are dead.
As opposed to, let's say that you gambled some money on the fucking Wofford Terriers. Lost my 20 fucking points.
Only my hair.
I don't give a fuck about my money.
Only my hair would trigger a bad gambling bet.
Wofford's a fun word.
Before we get to our stories, Joe and I have already really covered this extensively. Lauren and I saw a little movie last night. And by little, I mean that literally. Guys, let me take you into an area in time known as 2003 where it was permissible for Gary Oldman to play a dwarf. I repeat, Gary Oldman to play a dwarf. Guys, don't be confused by this trailer. This was not a comedy. I swear to God, this was not a comedy. Take a look at the trailer. Coming soon to a video DVD.
Carol and Stephen's life together was perfect.
I've got to get going.
All right.
Hey, baby.
Hey, sweetie.
I love you.
There's one small problem.
That's Pete Davidson's girlfriend.
Yep. I'm Ralph. I'm his brother. We're twins.
Are your parents?
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey was in it.
Yeah. I think you're going to let me know that everyone in your family's a midget.
They're not midgets, Carol. They're dwarfs.
Yeah.
Or bring them to
dinner. Please, Carol.
Hey, Ben.
Welcome, I'm Steven.
So bad.
There you are. This is Steven's father, Bruno, and his mom, Kathleen.
Peaks dwarf,
and over behind the bar is Steven's brother, Ralph.
We do.
Make midget with real midgets.
Correct.
Peter Dinklage is in it. Didn't get the lead role.
I'm pregnant.
When the going gets rough, it's only rough the size
gets
of your
dwarf.
That
afraid they're
going to
have a dwarf.
So I was wondering,
Yes!
You're
not tough I just watched Joe watch this.
The funny part is, you're this far into the trailer and you're like, is this a comedy or is this like
a drama?
It's a little wild. I never expected this. There's sure a lot of midgets around here. Back off, Goldie Hawn.
Patricia Arquette, ladies and gentlemen.
That I could see.
Another Oscar winner.
That makes sense.
For an adult relationship.
What is this man doing in your bedroom?
A lot of hijinks ensues.
Yes. I'm dancing with some dwarves.
I have
they inexplicably have a Jewish wedding.
Yes.
So bizarre.
You have to see this.
Just any midget Jews.
There'll be rough patches. There's no doubt about it.
Canal Plus and Langley Productions.
Going to grow?
Nope, it's a bitch baby. Or, no, they're called maybies in the community. God damn it. I'm going to actually.
Are they really?
Really?
And in the room of life, Gary Oldman.
Look at how they gave him McConaughey hair because Gary Oldman is Matthew McConaughey's twin brother in the movie. Cannot emphasize that enough.
So was that ever in theaters?
No, straight to DVD. They've never talked about it because they know it's
Wait,
a career
Mike,
killer.
Did you guys pay for this movie or is it on Netflix?
No, it was available through like Hulu or something.
You pay for it after you watch the movie.
It's hard to find. Like they did a good job in burying this thing because I tried to order one off Amazon. Like it's really hard to find a DVD copy of it.
Whoa.
You did. I was telling Joe that I had not... I betrayed my reporter sensibilities because I did not do as much of a deep dive as I liked. You did find some interesting stuff about it, namely like Kate Beckinsale's choice of headwear.
We couldn't figure out why anyone agreed to do this. Yes. So we wanted the backstory on like, was this a dark time for her or him or any of them? And apparently Kate Beckinsale, the only thing we could find was that she agreed to do the movie if she could wear her lucky hat, which was just like a knitted elfin hat that she wears in one scene. And the director tried to cut that scene out because he didn't want her wearing that hat. He thought it was dumb and didn't that hat.
Is that the hat?
Yeah.
Lucky hat.
And she insisted it stay in the film, and that was the only reason she was doing the film. Now, you're an actress. Do you have any of these caveats that you would agree to do a horrific film?
I just said I want to keep my clothes on.
Nah, right. I'm out for that flick. Yeah. Not for that one.
You don't want to watch
full,
it?
Full figs?
I'm watching it. Clothes. Oh,
did you also find out the guy who wrote, who directed it, wrote it when he was 18?
Oh, God. Of
course. Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
Then is he a dwarf?
No, he's he made some other movies like Freeway or something, with the first Reese Witherspoon movie.
Anything else like wildly offensive?
Not really. Oh. But, so he thought this was going to be like a great movie and made it 30 years later and
it was 30 years too late, I think.
He says every actor hates him now, won't talk to him. It ruined his whole career.
Really?
And he tried to distance himself from the movie, but he couldn't get not get the director credit, but he changed the writing credit to some pseudonym.
Wow.
Just so his name wasn't the writer, even though he was a writer.
Wow.
So it's ruined, like, everything for
when
him.
Was this?
2003! Not that long ago!
It's not that offensive. I mean, it'd be much worse today.
Well, yeah, but
it
I mean...
because they would never let a non-dwarf play a dwarf today. There would be outrage.
Yes. And Peter Dinklage, who was not obviously as big back then, we were talking about this...
As big!
Shit, I didn't see that.
He said it.
I didn't.
Oh, you see what he did?
Peter Dinklage has got like a fifth on the screen time, whatever you call it thing.
Like eighth on the call sheet.
Inexplicably made him French. For no reason.
Did they have the Razzies back then? Like, was this nominated for a Razzie or what's? Is there? Does it have a score on Rotten Tomatoes? Because if Staying Alive is a zero on Rotten Tomatoes, this must be a negative.
Staying Alive is zero?
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
You're never going to let that go on.
It must be
you.
Like a joke that someone's
hurts your
playing.
Heart, doesn't it, Joe?
It does hurt.
Well, but by the way, I think we found our next movie.
What movie?
If you're willing to sit through this whole thing, then I highly recommend it.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. We do a little Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing every once in a while.
Well, you guys should also, if you haven't seen it, and I hate to be the. I don't know, minority disability person.
I hate minorities
film.
Too.
No, I mean, I don't want to be that girl, but there are some amazing performances by actors who are either trying to pretend to be disabled or have some kind of disability or they have a disease or whatever. And Riding the Bus with My Sister is one of the best films where Rosie O'Donnell plays the retarded sister of Andie MacDowell.
I was talking with Dave Temple, and I think I told you last night, Giovanni Ribisi, when he was playing the boyfriend, the retarded boy, sorry.
Oh, right,
back,
yeah.
He walked around, in, and he was already known as an actor.
Wait, was this from The Other Sister?
Yes.
With Juliet Lewis.
Yes, correct.
Oh.
And he would walk. The other sister, people, it wasn't like he was a not known actor. Walked around the neighborhood, went to delis and stuff, pretending to be mentally challenged.
Pretending?
Yeah, well, that, good point. He's still in Scientology. Well,
funny story? I don't know.
Watch your
words. I did a play in high school where I played a mentally challenged adult. It's called The Boys Next Door, I think is the play. It's not the Jennifer Lopez movie. It's about a community of mentally challenged adults. And I did this play, won this acting award in high school for it.
Wow.
I went to my Fordham Lincoln Center audition. And I did my Shakespeare monologue, my dramatic monologue, and then they see on my resume, oh, you played this role. Can you just improvise as this character? And
so
it
you took
feels
a shit on
so
the floor.
Weird.
Ta-da! Acting.
There he is.
Acting.
Pretty much. And then I took it and I smeared it on the walls.
J-O.
Winning.
I can spell my name.
I'm
no.
Winning.
But yeah, it is. But and then my sister used to have me do it as a party trick, which sounds so awful. But we'd be out with friends and she'd be like, do your retarded person. And I'm
you know
like,
you got to do it, right?
But at the time, yeah, again, so at the time, it was now, like right? 2006, yeah. Right after this movie came out. Yeah. So
Brian McConaughey,
you could
Oldman
still
time.
Laugh at resources.
Times were different.
4 seconds.
No?
Yes.
4 seconds?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, no, I can't now. Oh, no, I can't. I can't stop it. Let's move on.
I was getting so excited.
I have a script in my back pocket for retards on a plane. Now, I you want this gig. If you want this gig.
Wait, Mike Figgs wants it, though. Do they not know where they're going? Or?
No, just make it up as you go. I think you're pretty much
Now, Samuel Jackson has said no, but his brother, right. Jackson, is gonna be, is online to talk about these motherfucking
retards. It's basically the
Jackson
movie,
M. Jackson.
The movie plot of Sully, but as it's going down, they yell, pool party!
Oh, no.
Where was this on In Hot Water?
No, it's I'm just holding on for dear
hey,
life.
You know what? Speaking of a pool party.
Segway
princess. There she comes.
Pamela Anderson calls for an end to reality TV shows, saying they're an epidemic of ugliness. She has been tweeting a lot lately, and that is enough to make the news, and that's enough for me. She says that it's filled of superficial competitions, even though she has appeared on several reality shows herself, including Big Brother, the UK version of Dancing on Ice. That was a great one, Gino.
No.
And Dancing with the Stars in the US, Argentina, and France. She was also in the All-Stars version of Dancing with the Stars in the U.S. in 2012, but was eliminated in the first round. And that, I think, is the important piece of information. She's very bitter about reality TV. She says, you're usually bullied into doing TV like this by agents fighting over commissions. You're left without any great amount of joy or money. You feel used, dirty, and with no feeling of accomplishment.
How is that different from anything else?
Anything else she's done, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
She was in Barbed Wire, for fuck's sake. God damn.
Hey.
At least she was wearing a one-piece swimsuit and not a bikini, okay? She says, unless, of course, you attempt to find any meeting or redemption by donating all the money you got to charity, that's how she forgave herself, she says.
How do we forgive her?
Yeah.
I do
we
think
get.
It's important to note that we've seen a few deaths recently from reality stars. Mike Thalassitis from Love Island.
No.
Another contestant from the show, Sophie Graydon, also died. Both were believed to have died by suicide, reports Sky News. So I think...
So it's Darwinism a bit.
Thank you.
Possibly.
Listen, Pamela Anderson has called for the end of a lot of things.
Yes.
She doesn't want anyone eating meat or animal products. That worked out well. So this is, you know, one of her other activism. I don't understand why, you know, traipsing around in a bikini because it's scripted is any less humiliating or degrading to the psyche than what the... By the way, she's leaving out the part that, yes, she was famous when she went on those reality shows. But typically the people that get these reality shows are people we would have never heard about before. Mm-hmm. So it's either get the money and have the agents squabble over their commissions or be nobody.
No shit. What does she have against capitalism?
I know.
Dustin, these people are just trying to make a fucking... their way in this crazy workaday world. I don't know. I was trying to make a point.
Good luck.
Like, what's up Pamela's ass here? Was it because they didn't do well?
Oh, I know. I wish it was up her ass.
What? No, continue.
No, what I mean...
Wow,
well,
now it's Hollywood Square. Circle gets the square.
What I mean to say was I was hoping that she...
What you meant to say.
What do I want to say?
Anyone's guess.
She's just bitter and older than she used to be.
Yeah,
and,
careful.
Well, she's not old. She's just older than she used to be, and she wants attention, and she's probably drunk and tweeting. Who knows how, you know, we assume people are sober while they're tweeting, and they're just not.
No.
I was going to say, like, do you even know what...
I mean, I know he's not.
Yeah.
But generally, when you see a rampage, you don't automatically think that they're drunk. You just see words and apply them to a sober individual that has nothing going on. Who knows what was happening? She probably just, you know, that's all I got.
No, but first of all, you're absolutely right. Most of the time, people don't have that sort of sober, not sober filter when they read stuff like this. But the other thing is, I remember when she contracted hepatitis. Aren't you not supposed to drink? But I know she gets drunk all the time. Like, the kind she had, I don't think you're supposed to drink when you have that,
right? I think not supposed to drink and not drink are two different things.
And I drink every time.
A lot of things that we're not supposed to drink. It makes antibiotics more fun.
Hey, you know, you're not supposed to drink before noon.
It's midnight for you, buddy.
I think there is something to be said, though, Gino, when she says that her agents probably did fight for her to do this, trying to convince her to do it. However, what else could they get her?
That's exactly.
You know, it's not like she's really known for her dramatic performances.
Yeah. Joanne, I'm going to agree with you, and I know you were making a joke, and it was great, but it's true she's bitter because... Let me tell you, I'm old enough to remember when Survivor first came on. And I'm like, this reality shit is so stupid. It's not going to last. And now you look at it, and yeah.
There's another good Gino pick right
there. And rap music isn't going to make it. These shows.
DVDs.
Like, yeah. These shows. Betamax. These things. Some of the reality shows are, garbage. You know, like the stuff she's doing because it's all she can get. But you look at some of these shows where, like, Project Runway is a very good reality show. Like,
I enjoyed it when I saw it.
Genuine design.
RuPaul's Drag Race, very compelling.
Yeah. And American Idol, whatever you want to say about it, is you get genuine singers from it. So there are some reality shows that are good. And then there are some, like, on these networks that she's doing. Like, what is the reality show? And I don't watch it. But you see the ads for it because you watch SVU. Because you're paying $170 a month for cable so you can watch Columbo.
And you would get a soapbox and get basic cable.
You can get YouTube TV and get...
I don't know why I did, but what is Chris Lee Knows Best?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that claims to be straight, who has a family, and he's in the South.
So it's...
Yeah, and that's a rich
family.
A reality
love
show?
Coca-Cola.
In Georgia.
Let me end it and get us back on track by saying one thing. It all goes back to that classic, you know, they're all classic, but Seinfeld, when they're pitching the show about nothing, and Jerry goes, why would people watch it? And what does George say? Because it's on TV. Mm. And that's what TV is.
I don't know if that
now
applies as much anymore.
It doesn't.
I think many options.
I don't think it applies
anymore. You watch TV, it's just a matter of what garbage you watch at this point because it's surviving.
Well, and the thing that I've always said about reality TV, I always say it, Bill.
You do always say it.
You said less black people. I remember that.
I said that's less jobs for me.
Oh, no, you said more black people, they're natural born entertainers. Which was I? You said less. All right, go on. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Reality TV, we either want to see people who are beneath us or people who are above us.
Right.
16 and Pregnant, Jerry Springer, you know, these shows where
Real
it's
housewives
people behaving badly.
Yeah.
Or above us, like the Kardashians, you know, having all this wealth. Other shows that,
housewives,
you know,
like she said,
no one wants to see
rich
middle class
Beverly Hills
on a reality show.
Yeah.
Unless Roseanne tweets right afterwards. And that wasn't a reality show. But in Dustin, I got to say, like, Joe has said this before, and it's a very good theory, and it usually rings true. I got a problem with Vanderpump Rules. And the problem is I watch it.
It's funny.
The other problem is
rules.
So good.
It's
so good.
Go ahead.
I used to hook up with one of those ladies.
Which one? Oh, now
wait, somewhere. Let me guess. Oh, that tall one with the flat face.
Nope. Wait, so one of the girls in Vanderpump Rules.
Yes.
Sheena?
Yes.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
She's my least favorite, to be honest.
She was one of my least favorite.
She seems highly uneducated, and I mean that in the best way, because she doesn't need one. She doesn't need an education.
She was the first person on the show. Like, she parlayed from having an affair with one of the housewives.
That's correct, yeah.
I hate myself for knowing that. Yeah. Wow. Start from the beginning.
Well, it started in Vegas.
You know, stop smelling his finger.
I hooked up with her friend.
Was this recently?
No, it was a decade
ago. Days ago.
Yeah, this is probably
before she was Sheena?
Well, her name was yeah. Before she was Vanderpump Sheena, she was just.
So you're saying her?
Yes,
her.
Yeah.
Because I've seen your resume since. What are you doing?
Well, I've gotten a lot fatter.
But your hair still looks great.
It's all I have left. I'm just kidding. Once I lose this,
it's all I got.
Yeah. We were in Vegas. It was a birthday party. And
well done, my man.
She had. There was a group of three girls. They all sat at our table. We were at Wet Republic, a pool party. And I went for the
so gross.
Naughty, like you know, like. Mm. Oh, yeah.
And I went for the ugliest friend because that's what you always do if you want to get
punch
through
down.
The circle.
Yes.
Try it with comedy. It works.
The ugliest friend?
No. Oh. I had to work my way through. So what happened? Was I because the strategy when you try to infiltrate a group of friends is you go for the wounded seal, the weakest link, if you will. And you
why's it got to be a seal?
It's just a
because he clubs them.
Because you're clubbing. Understood. Good point, Bill. I apologize. Go on.
Any ads today, guys? All right, no. Okay.
So I dated her for a few weeks and then got her to.
Whoa, this is long game right here.
Yes.
You are. I thought you meant like I talked
to her.
Shut
up, Jonas Brothers.
For a few minutes. Oh, he goes.
Oh, yeah, total long game.
Wow. Okay, so you dated, but then you're dating one of her friends.
What was she doing at the time?
Bad people. I knew that. I knew it wouldn't matter.
What was her career at the time?
Oh, she was
actress, right? She was trying.
She was like an actress. She hung out with reality stars. She was trying to make it.
Oh, this was her goal.
So that was her long game. 100%.
Short
of long game. Yeah.
I was short game.
Yeah.
Don't bring up Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Anyway, then I pretended to be a drug dealer so she'd want to buy drugs from me.
Fucking brilliant.
She then took the bait, so I had to become a drug dealer.
Oh my God!
Well, wait, this is at a time when Dustin was on a lot of drugs, so I just assume you would buy the drugs from your dealer and then pretend that you were a dealer and give them to her.
Well, it's even better than that. I went to my dealer and said, "Hey, I need a lot because I have to pretend.
I need a van full of weed.
Give me an ounce and."
Give that face. I'm fucking impressed.
Do you know what? The level of commitment
to play this role
for like a
as
seven
drug dealer
is shocking to me.
I mean, her friend was a six, so it was an upgrade.
Yeah, but still, how desperate were you for some pussy?
I mean, desperate. I was really horny.
Wait, by the way, you're talking.
No, but it was more the game. It was more the shadiness of working through. By the way, there's a third friend, and I'm hooking up with her 2 years later.
And also on Vanderpump?
No, she doesn't have any TV credit. She's a loser. Mm-hmm.
And she means
you need glasses, too?
Yeah, they're in my bag.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, okay. There's a
color. Yeah,
nice.
Your glasses are terrible.
Do you want to take this, Bill?
All right. This is not going to end well. We've got a call from Mike. Go ahead, Mike. It sounds like you want some advice from me.
Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I love your show. I watch it all the time. Your show is going worldwide. And first of all, I have a special guest with me today. You could say that she's cheating on her boyfriend, and she's actually here with me right now, and she's licking my balls as I'm talking to you right now.
Continue. Well, this is your cat, isn't
but,
it?
But,
we're six.
Okay, yeah, but I'm a college guy, and let me tell you something. My degree is in science, and my parents are pressuring me to go into medicine, pharmacy, or dentistry, right?
Land the resume plane. All right, so what are you doing?
I think I need Invisalign.
But the thing is, I don't want to go into any of those. And I'm not a scientist. I think if I go into one of those degrees, I'm going to put a gun in my mouth. So I want to ask you for career advice. I want to ask you, how can I get into the multimedia game like Compound Media, the number one radio station in the world?
Flattery will get you everywhere, Mike.
Well, also a great name for a show. Flattery will get you everywhere.
I'll tell you,
Mike.
So far, I wouldn't go in as a caller. I wouldn't go in as a guest caller so far. Based on this rambling wreck, Georgia Tech.
So we've got your title. We've got the name Mike, which I don't believe has been taken in Hollywood yet. Mike is very, it's out there. It's kooky. Your parents are clearly hippies. So we've got the title. We've got the name. You're welcome. Ooh, I think that's also been taken by.
It's also been taken.
That is, yeah. It does take.
People love magic, Mike. Maybe like magician, Mike.
Ooh, less clever.
Meteorologist, Mike.
How about the way you're going so far? Open, Mike. You want to try that one?
Hey,
that's a good one.
Thank you. It's what I do.
Mike. Actually, that's not bad.
I also do Holocaust jokes. But for now, we'll do open, Mike.
Wow. Hey, look who you're sitting next to. But by the way, that gives us a good segue.
I wanted to. Can we steamroll one?
In all seriousness, Mike, you should just start your own like little podcast and talk about all the things that I don't know about, like science and pharmacy, and and go from there.
Can we edit out Gino? Can we edit out Gino's cackle? So God damn, I hate that laugh.
We're gonna get a lot of this hype.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. I hope any of that advice that wasn't slurry helped. Speaking of slurs. Krispy Kreme is in a bit of a mess. In Hot Water already covered this, but we'll do it anyway because I have a video.
Can I do the joke I did on the early show?
It's gonna, you know, Lauren is related to a Holocaust survivor, buddy. But anyway, dude. Huh?
Multiple,
yeah, thank you.
Yes.
I don't know, actually, I shouldn't say thank you for that. Thank them for their service. I don't know how to put that. Yeah. See, this is the cue. One of Germany's richest families, whose company is controlling interest in Krispy Kreme donuts, Panera Bread, Preda Manager, and well-known businesses.
Preda Manager.
He doesn't.
He looks like a Nazi.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
He doesn't look like.
This guy was in Marathon Man. Are you fucking kidding me?
The only way he would look more like a Nazi would be if he had a monocle and was yelling Hogan.
His last name was Schultz. He plans to donate millions to charity after learning that his ancestors enthusiastically supported Hitler and used forced laborers under the Nazis.
He owns Krispy Kreme?
He does.
No wonder those donuts give me gas. All right, I did it.
He did it in Hot Water, and it's just as inappropriate now.
Come on. How do you know? You know me.
Wow.
Really?
No, look, see the judgment? See the judgment?
No. Well, at Panera Bread, they ask if you want your sandwich oven toasted. I do not.
Wow.
I win.
What you've done to her.
I'm winning.
Look what you've done
winning.
To her.
It's even better. Dave Temple's in the window.
You just got the Dave Temple thumbs up.
Oh, you one-upped me with all. I love that. I'm winning. You just,
wow.
You just make me stronger.
By the way, we have now a new segment. When Dave Temple gives a thumbs up, you know you have given your best self.
That's on animation.
Hosted.
Look how not proud of yourself you are.
I'm so
right
happy right now.
To Gino's level.
I fucking love that joke.
Dustin, is there something to be said about the fact that they're doing, they're basically... They're not trying to hide it. They are tackling the fact that this is in their DNA. They are giving a lot to charity. They are not like BMW, like they were. They basically designed cars for Hitler. They still to this day don't fucking discuss that shit. These guys are sort of embracing their horrible past. Good for them.
Well, I mean,
do
when
we
did
care?
They? When did they find? I don't care. But when did they find out? Because did someone
why did they do an investigation in the first place? They're like, after a three-year investigation, we've traced our roots back. Why were they doing that?
Right.
Why would you want to know if you have a name like that? You know it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about a name like that. If your parents or grandparents were in Germany at the time, chances are you're not going to like what you find. Was it a preemptive strike? Did they figure that at some point someone else is going to find it? So let's that like
is it any worse than than Chick-fil-A not liking gays?
I was wondering that
actually.
Too,
is it any better?
I think it's much better.
How dare you?
They're like, yeah, we like Grandpa was a schmuck, and
listen, you can say whatever you want. You make chicken sandwiches like that. You can hate whoever you want.
More and more people I talk to that hate their homophobia but still eat there because it is that delicious. I'm worried to ever. It's like. I like Vanderpump Rules. I don't want to watch any other Desperate Housewives thing or whatever it's called because I know I'll like it. Mm. And I don't want to go to Chick-fil-A because I know I'll like it. And, God.
You are going to love it.
I'm not a huge fan. Sauce.
I've had it once or twice, and it's good, but I'm not.
Well, you have to be drunk.
I don't have the addiction to it.
Have it at an airport because it's extra greasy, and then you're like, I don't like this.
I like your impression of yourself.
Good.
I thought she was doing the retarded girl again. Look, this is what gets me. Let it go. And I don't mean let the Holocaust go. It was terrible. But people...
No, you were saying in the green room you didn't think it happened.
The Diary of Anne Frank's in the nonfiction section? So here's the thing. Thanks for getting that. Thank God. No one
How dare
got...
you laugh at that? Remember what happened to your grandmother?
But here's the thing. People go back and they look for shit. But like I say to my act, when... when I'm telling a joke about that stuff and people get offended, I'm like, you should apologize to me because you must want me to be up here in a court jester outfit with bells on. Because if you were at a book like The Diary of Anne Frank or a painting like the Guernica, which reenact horrible times in our history, people are like, that's beautiful, that's art. But when I make a joke about the Holocaust, to if you really get it, you either think I'm trying to bring back the Holocaust, which I wouldn't. You can't top perfection.
It's tough to motivate that many people.
Right. Or that's even better.
You're both. Maybe
we're just trying to laugh at the fact that back in 1940, we let this happen. Back in the 1600s, we had slavery, which we now know is a bad business model. But we did. But now we've come all this way, and it's the same thing. It's like, well, you got this money from the Holocaust. Shut up and eat the fucking donuts, and we'll fucking use this money for good. Nope, you have to destroy the donut empire because of something that happened.
But also,
obesity is a problem in this country and others.
Lauren, but how 11.3 million, which is 10 million euros, how did they get to that number? Do you know what I mean? Like, what amount is enough for reparations?
Well, initially, we thought there were 6 million Jews killed, and now it's somewhere between 12 to 15 million.
Ah.
Maybe they're like
a dollar for everyone.
Wow. Wow, somebody's an optimist. All right, go on.
Oh, boy.
Well, actually, you know what side Italy was on, so all this makes sense.
Winning side every minute of the war.
I don't think you have been watching your documentaries as closely as I
thought. And I'm watching this for you.
I mean, Hugo Boss designed the uniforms.
Is that true? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Great uniform.
Shut up. Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They don't advertise that.
Yeah.
That's a genius PR move to get out in front of it, though. Are people mad, or are they just surprised?
Well, I think this just came out because we're nothing if not hard-hitting and topical.
Is he getting...
Shut up!
Is this family getting in front of it, or were they threatened with, we're going to release this information unless you donate money or you come forward and you admit this?
Well, that's good. I respect that kind of blackmail.
It says they did a report in 1978.
Oh, so it's been a while.
Hold on. They had little connection to Nazis, but then they found documents in a family safe and had to re-question their thing and re-examine it in 2014, and he found he had a history more.
It's like that movie Inside Man, where they hid their Nazi past in the vault, and the whole robbery was
great movie.
Anyway, watch Inside Man this weekend.
This guy's born in
watch Tippy Toe first.
Tippy Toe and Bad Meat. Bad Meat, Amazon Prime. Aaron Berg was in that.
Bad Meat.
It's a terrible movie, but it's Aaron
Berg. Nickname for Berg.
Under toupee.
Are you serious?
Huh.
Now you want to watch it. You want to watch it.
We have the screen grab from that?
It's fantastic.
Well, all right. So I would say no more Krispy Kremes.
No, wrong.
I'm going against what Gino says. And all Dunkin' Donuts all the time.
I have always preferred Dunkin' Donuts.
Thank
anyway,
you. What do you think of the coffee?
Terrible.
At Krispy Kreme is terrible.
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
Love it.
I go back and forth.
Oh, really?
I'm kind of a snob. I do like the Starbucks.
Like Starbucks?
Let me finish.
Mike's Roast is good.
I know. I'm such a sellout. It's better coffee. You know why it's so expensive? Because it's good.
Oh, it tastes burned and gross.
Guys, I drink my coffee black because I'm a little thing called a real man. I know what coffee tastes like. Sure. And after you get rid of all those confections that you put in your bullshit and turn it into a coffee shake, Starbucks wins.
That's burned.
There's no debate.
Wawa coffee. Thank you, Joe.
Sure, fucking Jersey people and their goddamn Wawa.
Because it's a fact, and you will agree.
It just sounds like Gary Oldman trying to say water.
People are like, don't you wish you had Wawa in New York? And aren't you like, no, they don't deserve it. It's got to stay in Jersey.
Oh, it's true. And then, I have something to look forward to when I go home to Jersey.
Forward. Like,
forward.
Forward. There's an R in it.
What's that?
Oh, February? Really, Gino?
Not doing the, oven-toasted Panera thing again.
Oh, there's he.
That's Aaron Berg in a toupee.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Who does he look like there?
It makes his head look smaller.
He's a little of both, but he's so funny. He was talking about it on our show a couple weeks ago, and he's like, because he's like, I had a toupee. That's what we came upon this movie. And I'm like, why would you have a toupee? He's like, it was 6 months. He's like, I did a movie one time. I'm like, what movie? He's like, Bad Meat. He's like, and I go to the people in makeup. I'm like, by the way, just so you know, I have a toupee. And the woman's like, we know you have a toupee. It's so odd.
Just so you know.
He's like, just so you know. He's
so that wasn't for the role? He just was wearing a toupee at the time?
He was wearing a toupee at the time.
Oh,
I didn't make that clear.
Oh my God.
There
were
6 months of his life.
I thought it was for the role.
No, he wore a toupee.
And I feel like the role would have looked better had he been bald.
No kidding.
But he got rid of it, but it's so funny.
Insecurity.
It is so obvious. I love the guy. He's a good looking.
You know, I'm jealous of Aaron Berg because he's like one of those rare white men that look good bald.
Yeah. Oh,
and my hair's I can definitely feel that my hair's
thinning. Are those mutton chops?
I wouldn't be able to pull that off.
Well, I guess you'll have to watch Bad Meat on Amazon Prime and see, people.
Tippy toes. Fuck Bad Meat. Well, I'll watch Bad Meat afterwards.
Your hair looks great on screen.
But back to coffee.
Oh, yes. Ben Affleck is promoting the better coffee, I guess, or at least the better donut place.
Has anyone seen, if I can just, because no one on my show likes this. Has anyone
seen? I think it's better than Krispy Kreme.
You're an actor, and you're in the biz. No one likes Ben Affleck?
No.
I like Ben Affleck.
I don't.
I saw his movie recently. It's been on TNT, The Accountant. I love that movie.
Is that good? I want to see that.
John, no. John's making a face. You hate it?
Not that great.
He just seems like a lazy actor.
Not great, but, you know,
I really
glad you liked it, Gene.
I really liked it.
Are you saying Gino has no taste?
The Jennifer Garner stuff.
He has
he's got great teeth.
Oh, he has a massive back tattoo of a phoenix rising.
Yeah.
And it's rainbow colored.
And now he's really embracing
it. Love this.
Well, you know what? He's doing the same thing as Krispy Kreme is, where he first denied the back tattoo.
Denied it. He said it was for a role.
Now he's embracing it. He's like, you know what? I love my phoenix rising.
I love my back tattoo.
How big is big?
Can we get a picture of this?
He's a wide man.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Look at Gino's face right now. That's the equivalent of Joanne watching Gary Oldman.
I mean, what was he thinking? God.
Yeah, that is real. Like that is
dragon.
Not for a role.
Are phoenixes dragons?
Oh, maybe it's a
dragon. And Lauren, remember the media was giving him the benefit of the doubt, and they're saying, oh, it must be for a role.
Must be for a role. And he's like, yeah, it's for a role, guys.
How long ago do you think he got that?
It was right after his divorce and rehab, and it was a phoenix rising from the ashes.
That was a sober decision.
Right. Let me tell you.
Yeah, well, we don't know.
This is a guy who knows nothing about tattoos. And what leaps out at me is like the color. Like, how long does it take to get it that well colored in? Like, I had a roommate one time. He came home. He's like, hey, I'm getting a new tattoo. I'm like, let me see. And he opens his shirt, and it's a Jolly Roger ship.
What?
It's that big on his chest, and I'm like, you're right from, it's like the scene in Bridesmaids when the chick's like, I got a tattoo of a worm and it just keeps going up the back. It's like, what the? That's, he's like, yeah, but the guy, it was all black and white. He's like, well, it's going to take a long time to get it all colored in. Cause, and I'm like, great. That's great. But to get that many colors on your back?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is a long process. Yeah. But I'm sure he's like,
for the film, if he has to take his shirt off, they just
He
spends 3 hours in hair and makeup.
Really?
Specifically for tattoos to cover them, but that's a whole lot.
You get the one on your neck covered before every show, right?
Yeah. No, I get the teardrop covered.
Hair and makeup to come in 2 hours early to cover his back tattoo.
Two for two.
You know what? I'm certainly not the first to say this, but guys always end up reacting worse and behaving worse after a divorce than women. Women are adults, and like, he does that shit right after he divorces. Jennifer Garner's like, oh, I'm gonna find a charity.
No, women like cut bangs or their hair. They get a new look. We don't do that. No,
that is unfucking believable. And there had to have been people in his life that said, hey, maybe don't do that. No, like,
yeah,
brothers. Why didn't Matt Damon say, yeah, hey, man?
No, I'm sure Casey Affleck is really good at
probably.
That's a slowly derailing train. I'll say it again. You don't get that tattoo in one sitting.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, too late. It's like you see the outline. Like, hey,
started, he committed more to his back tattoo than his marriage.
I've never
ding, ding, ding.
By the way, do the DiGino dance.
I'm winning when you do that.
That one does it better me than me.
We're hanging out.
You guys.
Well, you know what? It seems as if Ben Affleck has gone through a midlife crisis about 10 years ago. And all right, well, let's do one more story. I know we're going a little over time.
What's the coffee story?
What time do you got to do your podcast?
I'll get there when I get there. What's the coffee story?
Ben Affleck.
Interrupting it.
Ben Affleck.
No.
Ben Affleck is
happy about
the tattoo.
Now I'll just let Bill go on with the. I'm sorry.
Shut up, dude.
So
thank you, Dustin. You've known him long enough to do that.
You can take the boy out of New England, but you can never really take New England's favorite coffee and baked goods chain out of the boy, can
when
you?
Did you become an actress in the 30s?
It's legit. Okay.
It's pretty good.
So basically, he goes to Dunkin' Donuts every day.
He needs to fill out the back tattoo.
So it's now, you know, really expanding through the West Coast. Dunkin' Donuts only really used to be on the East Coast.
Right. I never knew that.
It's very weird. I have it every day,
and people are
always like, "Where is that? Is that near here?" So he feels like he's spreading the word about Dunkin' Donuts, which, by the way,
they love Jews.
Like, has been rebranded.
Dunkin'. It's now just
Dunkin'.
That should be Dunkin' Donuts' new logo. Yeah. Like, hey, we never murdered any Jews.
No problem with the chosen people.
Yeah, the Nazi-free choice.
We're not dunking any Jews in these donuts.
Cream isn't the only thing that's crispy with these people.
Now, but
you had to make it bad.
Wasn't Ben Affleck on that show about ancestors, and he did find out that his ancestors owned slaves?
Yes. That's
and he
right.
tried to get them to
no,
edit it out.
No, I think they owned slaves. I don't think it was.
Sorry, right. It was slaves.
You know, so he's trying to not be associated with the Nazis now. I get that.
Nazis, we just had slaves. I'm not an animal.
How down on your luck do you have to be that you are essentially, in interviews, planting the seed for sponsorships? Like, he is wanting to do something with Dunkin' Donuts so bad.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't need them. Didn't Casey Affleck do a commercial for Dunkin' Donuts?
He did.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Was it an
SNL? Let's go to the tape. This is one of my favorite SNL sketches of all time. This is Boston, you guys. I used to live in this fucking city, and this is Boston.
Their holidays run on Dunkin'.
This is the most accurate take up
on this. Dunkin' Peppermint Dunkachino. With the Dunkin' app, I can order and pay on my smartphone, so my coffee's waiting for me when I walk in.
I love Dunkin'.
Where else can I get breakfast and the perfect stocking stuffer?
You want to talk to customers? Kid, that's me. Like the mayor of Dunkin's. This is the face of Dunkin' Donuts right here.
Hey, you can't smoke in here, man.
I'm not, Mark. I'm not smoking
You're
in
smoking
here.
You're smoking in here.
This is the best commercial they've ever done.
Yes. Three Parliaments take a big dump. That's kind of the routine. Seat right over there. This douchebag will move when I'm ready.
And with Dunkin' Rewards app, there's even more reason to celebrate the season.
This phone hits close
coffee.
To home.
I got the big one.
I got a free coffee right there, man.
Show and tell or something? Huh? With a little show and tell, Dunkin' Nuts. Show that, mama.
Tis the season for holiday drinks.
Never mind that. Hey, interview my buddy Dooley for the movie right here. Dooley, tell me your favorite donut is.
I don't want to be in there.
Come on, pal. It's a movie. Tell me what your favorite, how you like the vanilla nut taps.
What?
The vanilla nut taps.
It's a dolphin!
How have you ever seen
that?
Oh,
yeah,
great side!
That was so good. Best part of my day is when I met Duncan. You think that's sad?
Yes, very.
Real customers know. The holidays. We're
back to Starbucks.
I have never seen the city of Boston so accurately personified as I have.
Let him do it in a Dunkin'. Dunkin' Donuts like, yeah, you can fucking do
it. I know they use their logo and
that's
everything.
Great. Starbucks wouldn't let you do that
no
shit.
Way.
They're like, oh, okay. Well, by the way, the regular brew, because I drink it black as well, I don't like it. It's too weird.
Disgusting.
But their dark roast is amazing. I love the
Dunkin'. I like their dark roast, yeah.
I love Where's the nearest Dunkin' Donuts to here?
Two blocks. Two blocks, kid.
No,
come on.
Across the avenue.
Across.
7th?
Yeah.
Look at you. What is?
All right, making plans, making moves after this show.
Somebody wants to
make money moves. What?
I make moves.
We're a little
paper shuffle. Paper shuffle.
Do one more, Bill. Come on.
I mean, if you've got time, I've got time.
Hold on, let me juggle my schedule.
Listen, Ken. You're the one with the.
Done.
What? Ladies' choice. Which one do you want to do?
Oh, I love this one.
Oh,
guys,
yeah.
A Verizon worker rescues a stranded cat from a utility pole and then gets suspended.
Fun fact, when we got Joanne, we rescued her from a similar pole.
Oh, so you slurred it. So
yeah, because I've been drinking since breakfast.
Mm-hmm. And you've yet to get suspended. I'm waiting every day. I'm waiting. Basically, this worker, Maurice German, he was working in Pennsylvania for Verizon when a resident asked if he could help a cat named Princess Mama.
That is absolutely what Gina's going to name a second cat.
Who had been perched on top of this utility pole for approximately 12 hours.
Aww.
The owner tried to contact the fire department, the police department. No one would answer her or come get this cat. Aww. So she sees this Verizon worker, asks him if he would come get the cat.
I heard the fire department said, this isn't a Marmaduke cartoon.
I'm sorry, I'm too young to get that.
Yeah, I don't understand that reference either.
He's a lesser Scooby-Doo.
So he
Family Circus?
He used this, what do you call it? Jerry rig is not the right word.
BB gun.
And so he uses the lift to get the cat. Someone took video of it, uploaded it. Verizon finds out and has to suspend the employee. They said, we take no joy when our employees face consequences related to their job duties. We are, however, fully committed and responsible for keeping our employees and customers safe. All our field technicians go through extensive training.
Shut up, Verizon.
And workplace safety.
Good job, Gino.
Did that. Gino, what is wrong?
He said, while this employee's goal was admirable, he potentially put his life and those around him in jeopardy.
Oh, please.
Let's just examine again that Gino made the wise observation that was a Photoshop.
Oh, oh, the horror!
Now, Dustin, is this just proof that no good deed goes unpunished?
Yes. Next question.
Next question. What if when he went to get the cat from the pole, he dropped it?
Well, the cat would be fine.
Listen to your
Guess what? He wouldn't have made social media, and then he would still have...
Yes.
By the way, it's unbelievable that they would fire him. They must have just been waiting to fire him.
Suspended.
They must have been waiting to fuck with him a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Let's see how he does.
He's probably an asshole. That was his good deed because he was making up for a bunch of stuff.
How did it get there?
Ooh.
Cats are dumb.
Looks like he's not
dangerous.
Very good at operating this, actually.
I still don't understand how the cat got there.
Yeah.
He jumped.
Yay! And you're suspended.
How do you fire that guy?
This hits close to home with Gino because he's got a cute little cat named Six.
It wouldn't suspend him if it was a dog.
That's what I should. Lauren walks in. She's like, "How you been?" I'm like, "You want to see pictures of my cat?" She's
God.
That's
no. You said you want to see pictures of my pussy, which was
that's true.
Not helping.
Expecting something else.
It is accurate. Well, you know, I go back to that Ben Affleck article, and it says to me, it seems like he was dealing with a midlife crisis. One of the many topics that Lauren Savant and I will be covering tomorrow on a little test we're doing. We might do the history of midlife crisis. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we don't know yet. We got a lot to work on before tomorrow. But normally we end the show with, we can still do that.
Yeah.
But no, we won't. Guys, give me your plugs and then I will tell everyone what Lauren and I are doing tomorrow. Chino?
I'm
in hot water.
I'm here every morning getting drunk before you, usually.
Yeah, and you're maintaining well today.
Viscounty.com. Check out my website. I'm in Bayonne this week. I'm in Greenwich, whatever.
Dustin, where can I watch your fine, fine comedic stylings?
I'm at the Creek in the Cave tonight at 10 p.m.
Oh, I love that place.
Very exciting. I'm also at LOL on Friday at 8:30.
You're too good to hang out with.
I'm not. I want to see you. And then I'm coming out with a comedy mixtape called The Drought. Keep your eyes open.
The Drought.
The Drought.
Do you want to do a Just Say Joe?
Yes.
Before?
Sure.
Yeah, do that. Let's do that first. And then I've got something to promote. Finally.
Thank God.
I'm not living my best life.
Uh-oh.
All right, if you really want to treat yourself, I suggest getting a medium iced coffee caramel swirl with skim milk at Dunkin' Donuts. If you go between 4 and 6 p.m., it's only $2.
Well, they're not advertising. Why are you doing this?
They will now.
Truly, you are the female Ben Affleck. So, all right, at around 12:30 tomorrow, Lauren Savant and I... I'm going to be doing a little thing called Repeating History. And we're going to make it fun, guys. Even though it's about our past is present. And I'm the first one to come up with that. And it's going to be entertaining. And you know what? Joanne might actually make a cameo. We're not sure yet. I believe it's going to be live. Look at that.
This network?
On this network, a compound at 12:30. I've gotten no feedback from this, but we know it's going to be tomorrow at 12:30. So tune in, and we'll give you a little taste of the intro. A
little taste?
It's very cerebral. Check it out. I hate the fact that I just said check it out.